Welcome to Soundwaves, the Latimer Group's audio blog. In this episode, our president and founder, Dean Brenner, takes you through part two of our four-part series on the four skills of great communication, developing your goals, and a solid message plan. Here's Dean.
Hi, this is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group, and we're going to continue our conversation about communication. And specifically, we're going to continue our conversation about idea generation and how to use your communication skills to make things happen, to make projects successful, to make teams successful, to make businesses successful. And just as we did in the last episode, we're going to do this. We're going to talk about this through the story of the Latimer Group. I'm going to continue today the story of the growth and evolution of the Latimer Group. And I'm also going to ask you to keep thinking as you're listening to this story. I'm going to ask you to keep thinking about your own story and your own journey, because that's ultimately the value here. This isn't just about me telling you a story of the Latimer Group. It's obviously a story I'm proud of. But more important than that, more valuable for you is your story. So as you're listening to this, keep thinking about how you can apply the things that I'm sharing, the thoughts that I think have been helpful here to the growth of my company as you're thinking about your own, whether it's a company, a project, a team, whatever it is. So let's continue our story. And when we left off last time in the last episode, I had taken you through the birth of the Latimer Group prior to 2002, where the idea came from, the launch in 2002, and up through the first 3+ years of the Latimer Group's existence. And we ended the story in about 2006. And that's where we're going to pick it up here today. So by 2006, the company was 4 years old. I was still working alone, still running the business out of my home. And we had been doing a lot of listening and a lot of assessing in the early years, really trying to refine the idea and refine the value proposition for clients or potential clients. And now we pick up that story. And it's 2006, and we have a much better idea about who we were. And I use the word we just by second nature. I mean, the Latimer Group at this point was still me, but that didn't last much longer. That's about to change. But we had a much better idea about who we were. And the theme of this episode today, and the word I want you thinking about as I take you through this, is the word message. Okay. We had done a lot of assessing in the early years, and we now had a much more clear idea of who we were, what our value was, what our services were going to be, and our message was about to become much more refined. And two critical things happened in this period, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about both of them. The first one is I wrote my first book, Move the World. And the second thing is I hired my first colleague, Whitney. And both of those things happened in the same period, 2007, 2008. And let me first tell you a little bit about Move the World. So in the early years of the Latimer Group, as I was trying to assess what we were really going to be and really try and refine the idea, several people had said to me, you know, at some point you're going to need to write a book. For a small coaching firm like yours, for a small consultancy, a book is going to be a major piece of credibility for you. You're going to need to be published. But that's easier said than done. And you know, okay, great, I want to write a book. Well, congratulations, Dean. What's the book going to be about? Well, that was the rub. And if you're going to write a book, and if you're going to write a book that anybody wants to read, you really have to think about what you're going to write about. Newsflash. You really have to be able to articulate the message, the content, whatever it is that you're going to be writing about. So I had some work to do. And flowing out of those first few years of assessing what was going on around me, I now was ready to begin putting that down on paper and really refining what our main value was going to be. And this was the period where we came up with the tagline, which we still use to this day, the experts in persuasive communication. And now this was the period where we were going to begin rolling out that message of persuasive communication. That was going to be our value to the world. And through a bunch of networking, I was introduced to a guy named Jerry Sindel, who remains a colleague, a friend, and a mentor of mine to this day. And Jerry took me under his wing, and I hired him to guide me through the process of writing a book. And I went to Jerry with a very general idea that I wanted to write a book about persuasive communication. Didn't have any of the tools yet, didn't have any of the frameworks yet. The intellectual property was in its infancy. And long story, very, very short, Jerry guided me through that entire process. It took months. But we eventually developed together a suite of frameworks, some of which we're still using to this day, that formed the core of the content in Move the World. And we finished the proposal in late 2006, found a publisher, John Wiley & Sons, and the book was published in early 2007. That was a major piece of the puzzle for the Latimer Group. That was a major step in our evolution. And let me tell you about the second thing that happened in this period, because after Move the World was published, our business had really started to develop. We had gotten much busier. We'd started working with some big, well-known companies at this point, but we were still a small company, a micro company by any measure. And then the second thing happened. The second important step in this phase happened. We had gotten busy enough that the Latimer Group as a one-person venture was really no longer viable. And I'll tell you a quick funny story about it. My wife, Emily, who not only had been the originator of the idea of the Latimer Group, but she continued to be a key advisor to me along the way, every step of the way, she had been suggesting to me for a couple of years that it was time to bring on a colleague. And that's a big step for a small business, especially when, you know, cash flow is tight and you're piecing it together week to week, month to month. Bringing somebody on board is not an easy decision. And what ultimately spurred me to take action was a business trip that was planned by me weeks in advance, plane tickets, hotels, rental cars, flew to the city, spent the night at the airport hotel, got up the next morning, got into my rental car, plugged in the address for the client who I was going to visit into the GPS in the car, and the GPS spat out that I was 350 miles and a 7-hour drive away from my destination. Thought I was crazy, plugged it in again, same outcome. And what I realized pretty quickly as I went through all the stages of grief was that I had planned a trip, spent the night in the wrong city. I needed to be in Milwaukee and I was in Detroit. Luckily, the client, who will probably listen to this and laugh, is a good client, remains a good client, and is a good friend, and it didn't hurt us, and it didn't cost me any business. But that was potentially a very expensive mistake. And it was at that point where Emily stepped in and said, okay, it's time. You need help. This is too big for one person. And that is where my colleague Whitney entered the story. Whitney joined the Latimer Group in about 2008, in October of 2008. And continues to work with us to this day, and was a critical step in the growth of the Latimer Group. This was the point now where we were no longer a person, we were now a group. We had a book, we moved into office space, I moved the business out of my home, and we had a much more refined message. We were now the experts in persuasive communication, and I had a colleague to collaborate with and bounce ideas off of and to help me grow the business. So now let me pause the story there and let's transition it to you. Because as you're thinking about your own idea, your own project, your own business, whatever it is that you're working on, when you get through phase one, the assess phase of the opportunity, you then have to make sure you transition into phase two, where you become very clear about what your goals are, what your message is going to be, who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, and what the value will be to the people that you're trying to work with or sell to. For us, we were now the experts in persuasive communication, and we were building content around persuasive speech, which is a much more specific message than just saying we're communications coaches. We do executive coaching. Those are broad terms, but the experts in persuasive communication is a very specific value proposition. So as you're thinking about your own journey and your own story, get yourself into phase two of your process and become very, very clear about who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, and what your message to the world will be. Let's pause the story there. Okay, this is Dean Brenner from the Latimer Group signing off, and until next time.
At the Latimer Group, our individual coaching and training services are highly customized and designed to help you achieve your specific goals. Typical engagements focus on developing skill sets in leadership communications, public speaking, and executive-level business presentations. To learn more, visit thelatimergroup.com.